You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Transformers!
So you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron. It's the Sad Trombone Edition, which Rob put in XV's mom, apparently.
You're not going to open with that.
Yeah, I just did. So lots of stuff. Yes. You know, lots more going on this week than the last, which, of course, last week was post-BotCon death. This is still post-BotCon, but we're slowly reaching over that dearth of...
We're learning to make it past it.
Yeah, so... I'm sitting here drinking a cheer wine, which is delicious. It's out of a plastic bottle, though. Couldn't find a glass bottle. Still delicious. Oh. Still delicious.
I'm having a Mountain Dew Distortion.
Ah, very nice, very nice. I also have a right here in my left hand a can of Pepsi Throwback, which I found a stock of Dr. Pepper Heritage, Pepsi Throwback, and Mountain Dew Throwback today. So,
you're drinking both at once?
Yes. I'm double-fisting it.
Wow.
You're going to overdose.
So, okay, on the show this week, we have normal crew, minus Ender, who died. I mean, I'll just come out and say it. Ender is no longer with us. He's now in that great Optimus Prime cabinet in the sky, so we'll miss
and
you.
And by that, we mean he's not on this show.
He's not on this show, yeah.
It's fine. He didn't
fine.
Really die.
No, I'm sorry if I led you to believe that. But we have...
I'm sorry.
You led somebody to believe I died once. That was kind of cool.
Yeah. You didn't?
Did they care?
No.
Okay. Well then.
But we have JD, John, XV, Rob, and we have Amy, Lady Wreck.
Yay!
Yep. Hello.
You're going to be talking some comic stuff.
Woo-hoo.
Okay.
Because I'm illiterate. I'm asking. That was there's a question mark at the end of that.
Oh, he meant. Are you?
Say yes.
I am. Yes.
Awesome.
We can talk comics.
Awesome. Since I am illiterate and actually don't read comics much.
Whatever. You're on Fanboy Versus. Shut the hell up.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you have a podcast called Fanboy Versus.
When was the last time I was on that show, to be honest?
We actually made a point to mention that. I don't know.
Nice.
The 30-second topic of last week was, when was Kilby on this show?
Exactly. But yeah, so lots more going on this week than last, but still not that much.
Some of them are even
transferred. It's not a far leap from last week.
Yeah, but San Diego Comic Con's coming up. That's
woohoo!
We're gonna get to see some Transformers Prime stuff, like apparently some actual footage. Apparently,
wow.
Yeah.
Does that exist?
I guess it does.
So basically, they shafted BotCon so that the people at San Diego Comic-Con could see...
Debuted it at BotCon, so we were honored with the debut.
Yeah, but they didn't actually show stuff.
We saw
they?
Designs that, you know, we could see.
Well, they're going to get...
Don't worry about it too much, because all they're going to do at San Diego Comic-Con... See, what they did, they took some of the preliminary design artwork and taped it to popsicle sticks and waited around in front of a camera. And that's what they're going to show you.
Yeah.
I hate you, Prime. I hate you, Megatron.
Yeah, no, you weren't there, JD. You have no idea how creepy that, you know, telling Frank Welker Love-In video was. It was like
just by the descriptions, I'm terrified. So
it was pretty bad. But nice and cool all at the same time.
Megatron. Get in your face. Prime, kiss me.
Yeah. Hold me. Like no other bot can.
But Jack from T-Formers will be at San Diego. I think we'll do some live streaming like we wanted to do at BotCon but didn't really accomplish. Kind of like we did at Toy Fair 2010, which was awesome. So San Diego Comic-Con is sure to be even bigger.
Are you guys going to San Diego Comic-Con?
Yes. No.
Yes. We're here from the floor of San Diego Comic-Con and someone dressed in an inappropriate costume just walked by.
We could fake
smells
it.
Bad.
But no, Jack will be there, and Jay from E&I, so, you know, cool stuff abounds. But yeah, so they're showing Transformers Prime, and we'll have like from the floor opinions live somehow.
Nice.
Yeah, pretty sweet. But yeah, San Diego, are you eating trail mix now, Rob?
That's not me, yo.
Is that XP?
Pass it my way.
John.
XP, yeah, man, what's
no,
over there?
No, it's not me.
Oh. Sorry.
I'm not lucky enough.
Heck, I mean.
That was JD.
That was ice. That was all my fault.
Oh,
sorry.
Sorry.
It wasn't even anything awesome.
It makes me hungry.
I know.
It makes me hungry.
It's ice.
But
my mom used to crunch 3 bags of ice per day.
That sounds like a problem.
Wow, yeah.
It was an iron deficiency.
Oh. So, wow. So at San Diego Comic-Con, we have a few exclusives, which are cool. Mighty Mugs Prowl.
Which isn't cool.
No, yeah. Well, Blaster, the G1 Blaster.
Which is mildly cool.
And, of course, Hasbro's best exclusive will be Stan Bush.
Which is the coolest thing.
The coolest.
Hey, who wants to take Stan Bush home? Aaron Archer's like, he's been living at my house since BotCon. Someone take him.
No, Stan Bush is awesome. We love Stan
Yes.
Bush.
We love Stan Bush. Yes.
He's like our new best friend. So.
Yes. And he's got a great sense of humor, which makes it fun.
Yeah, he's hilarious.
Yes.
I'm so sad I did not get to go.
Stan Bush going up on Hasbro Toy Shop after San Diego Comic Con.
If there are any Stan Bush left, yes.
They will go for sale on... Wow.
Yeah,
we might just have to wait till like a bootleg version of him shows up on KO Toys or something.
True.
True.
Me all green though.
Yeah, oversized.
it'll be me dressed in like blue jeans and blue jacket.
And for some reason we can't move your arms. What the hell?
Well, he can't move his own arms, so I don't really see the difference.
True. Dreadwind and Smokescreen, show. That's awesome.
That is amazingly awesome.
Well, okay, it's half awesome, except for the part where you can't have them.
What a bit.
Yeah. They can dream.
Or are they standard release or exclusives of some kind?
They are exclusives for the show.
God, that means there'll be like 10 of those.
I'll just do them.
They're available for the 2 days of the Tokyo Toy Show or whatever event they're at, and gotcha. That's going to be it. And they cost like three arms and a foot.
Yeah, I'll just deal with Sky Stalker and Mindwipe.
Well, I'll deal with Sky Stalker. I never got Mindwipe.
You're missing out, sir.
I'm sure I am. But if I could find one, that would help a lot.
That's where my girlfriend came in handy. Is this the mind wipe you wanted? Yes, bring it.
Do it.
And I skipped out on it for some stupid reason.
Yeah.
Well, you just answered your own question, Brian.
Exactly. So, also, going back to our professionally documented show notes in Google Wave, we got...
Which I haven't been able to read yet.
I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Kind of sad that Brian...
I need to figure it out. So. It might just be my computer because it's old.
Maybe.
There's not much really in there.
Not
I'm still sad that, Brian, that you say also now instead of also. Really.
Yes, it's entirely your fault. So.
It breaks my heart. I know. It's like an atom or something. You can't observe it, unless, I should have just left it alone.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Go back and listen to old episodes of RFC and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's great.
Yes, I still have some verbal tics, but the also is gone.
Damn.
And there was actually some ridicule from my wife as well. So.
Oh, that helped. But I bet that probably did more than me.
No, not really. I don't really care what she says, but tens of millions of people listen to you ridicule me. So.
Literally tens of people that listen to this show, ridiculing you. No.
Thousands, hundreds, dozens, singles,
50,
50 maybe,
a couple people.
Couple.
A person.
Well, let's see. Everyone's parents. Who still has parents? That's, what, 12 people, right? Okay. Yeah, so we have pictures from the filming of Transformers 3.
Oh.
And they actually don't suck this time.
I was going to say, we've had pictures. We've just ignored them.
But it's been like what's-your-face smoking and picking your nose and stuff like that no one really cares about. This is like actual Transformers.
Literally, stuff. I kid you not. That was the first set.
I'm not joking. It's serious.
It was.
Yeah, it's like Sam's picking his butt. Oh wow, news.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
But, yeah.
I guess
seeing that in the movie, right?
Maybe the director's
cut. Yeah, really.
The I don't know. I'm really partial to Optimus Prime's trailer because I'm kind of a sucker for that. I'll be honest with you.
It's pretty nice.
You know, you're not the only one. You're among friends.
And it's like it's not just like a trailer they stuck on there. It actually has like a close design and everything.
Yeah. And thanks to the fact that it's a modern trailer, it almost looks like G2 Prime with those great little boxes and stuff.
I smell a repaint.
Exactly. Just kind of twitch your eye one way. Hey, I think I kind of see something here.
You know, you twitch your eye one way, it says, I am Optimus Prime, and that would just be boss.
Yeah, I can just hear your Hasbro now. It's like, what do we have to pay you to put a trailer in there? Because we are getting murdered out there. These fans are going to kill us if we don't put a trailer out.
But Hasbro doesn't like to release trailers anymore.
I guarantee you they will now. Play set.
Yeah. Well, of course they will now, but they don't like to.
I think they like making money.
Yeah,
so they do. Because like, they won't release it with the figure. That's the thing. They'll release it separate. So you'll have to buy the trailer.
Oh, you think so? You think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, really? Yeah, it'll be a separate playset. In fact, they'll do it in multiple price points. They'll do one that will actually work with the Leader Prime, and then they'll do one that'll come with, like, minifigures. Oh, yeah.
And they'll do one that's like a shoe that you, like, you drop your foot on it, and it, like, makes, like, a blade that sticks out of your foot that you can, like...
No, they'll do one better. They'll do one better. It'll be like you put your hand in it and it transforms into a gun. That's the, you know...
They've already done that.
They've already done that.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. They'll that's what they'll again. Do with the trailer, for sure.
Okay. So, yeah. We got more vehicles, so... Or Stunicons, maybe?
Maybe. Stunicons. That's what I'm looking at. I don't know.
It makes sense.
And being that I work for a Fortune 50 company that shall remain nameless that happens to have Jimmy Johnson as its driver, the NASCAR Transformer is pretty sweet. You know, that's kind of cool. So, am I the only one that thinks that's cool? That.
Yeah, it's yes, I think you are.
Probably. Sorry. Shame.
But that's okay. I mean, we support you in your thing.
Yeah.
If my dad was still alive, he'd probably want to come see it now with me. He'd be like, NASCAR? All right, let's go.
NASCAR Transformers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I told you my dad drove NASCAR, so it was like his big thing, you know. So I was like, oh, that's in your movie? All right, let's see it. Well, I don't care for the rest of it.
Yeah. I don't know how to follow up on that, Rob. I'm sorry.
That's yeah. Okay.
Well, it speaks for itself.
Yeah, I mean, you just you know,
it'd be pretty badass.
It would be.
Yeah, that's right.
So
that says it all about the third movie.
That's probably all. That looked pretty badass. What else happened? Who cares?
Just don't worry about it. It's gonna look really good.
They said that about the last one.
This is red car.
True.
Looking and actually being good are two different things. It can look good and still be a really crappy plot.
that didn't matter
for the previous two films.
Yeah. Don't tell Michael Bay that. He'll just like stare at you.
What was that on South Park when they were like doing the imagination thing and they had all the directors come out with a story? He's like, and this plane will come and go pew, 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 and this car will explode and this explosion will happen and this jet will come out. And they're like, Mr. Bay, those are all special effects, not a plot. And he said, I don't know what the difference is.
So yeah. True. There's probably some truth to that, too.
Yeah. So true. Well, I mean, at least apparently the third one's going to get, well, according to Michael Bay, they're going to get rid of the, quote, dork humor. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that is, but it's not going to be in the third movie.
I guess that means my Silverbolt's not going to throw skids out the door.
Yeah, or he's not going to, like, fart in somebody's face.
Yeah, well, Uncle Phil, you fat.
All I really want is I want Bumblebee to not urinate on someone in this film. If that can happen, I think it'll be a step up.
I agree.
Well, next movie, they're going to introduce a new character who transforms into a portable toilet.
You know, that would actually make a decent or stout.
That'll be like a mud flap form.
A porta potty.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No, seriously, that would actually, you could actually turn that into one of the scouts for the next movie. I mean, with all those crazy whacked out things, and someone could totally make that into like the TARDIS or the TURDIS.
Man,
TURDIS.
Yeah,
the robot's TURDIS. Gonna sign up for that.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So, yes, that's what they.
You know, if you're a creative, you could probably kit bash ejector into a porta potty.
Maybe. You'd be like the most deadly porta potty ever.
Yeah. Because people would come in, but they wouldn't go out, you know?
Yeah. That sounds like a horror movie in and of itself.
It's like, walk into the porta potty, you hear grinding noises and screams, and then, yeah.
Wow. Somebody call Rob Zombie.
Yeah.
You hear grinding like noises and scream, and then a flush.
Yeah, like that first episode of Futurama with the suicide booth. Yeah. Mm.
So, good news for BotCon. The hotel is already sold out. So sweet.
Wow.
Room.
Yeah, that's bad news for you.
So I guess my waiting, like, I don't know, 6 months to order my hotel room for a conference that's 12 months from now was a bad idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
John's got his, so we're all crashing at John's place.
I'm sure the hotel, like as soon as the news went up, the hotel out in Pasadena, like the phone started ringing, and then other ringing, and then more ringing, and they're like, what the hell is going on? Like, bunch of nerds just calling up for rooms.
Yeah.
Like, you realize that's a year from now. Are you okay? Like, yes.
Yeah. Anyway. I'll just reserve like 8 cots for my room. That won't be suspicious at all.
I need a double room with 10 cots.
By the time I'll know if I can come or not, it'll be like, hey, is there a Howard Johnson nearby? I'm going to stay at Howard Johnson.
Well, are you kidding? I'm going to be like, is there like an HOA where I can like park my van?
Actually, if Kristen doesn't want to make the trip, it could just be you and me. We could crash on like Sus's floor or something.
That could work.
Yeah, that's what I did this year, but not on subs, not on Daniel's floor, on someone else's. But yeah. So, and actually, in sad news, it looks like, who was it? We had a voice actor to pass away. Who was it?
Guy did drag strip.
Ron Gans.
Yep.
Yes.
Aww.
But another.
What
news.
Did drag strip sound like again?
Generic robot sound.
He was also Gas Skunk.
No, it wasn't him as Gas Skunk.
Oh, wasn't? Oh,
no,
okay.
Another dude whose name
I've just editorializing.
Yeah, it's Dragstrip died, but Gas Skunk's a dirty old man.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Yeah, the voice actor who did Gas Skunk's voice was arrested this week for posting nude photos of himself on a social website. Apparently, now the description I got was... Well, the description I got was, it's illegal to do so in the country he lives in. So it's like, okay, either he was doing some really bad stuff we don't want to know about, or China's stricter than we think, you know, or wherever he was living.
Man.
Wow.
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
It's like, it's always the one you don't expect either. It's like,
okay, so this is the Japanese voice actor for Gas Skunk.
Yeah, what was he, Slapper? Was it Slapper?
Oh, no, he was still Gas Skunk.
Oh, they used it.
Yeah, that was like the one, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah, it kept his
name. Japanese actor or the American actor, but apparently he was living in an Asian country at the time.
Huh. Well.
Hmm.
Shame, 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 shame.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
Left Mazer, right there.
Okay, well, on that on that note, we'll be back right after this. Okay, since I'm using a new recorder this week, I'm going to take some more frequent breaks so that, you know, I feel more comfortable.
I liked that one. End on a high. That
yeah.
was good.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, don't snake it.
We'll come back and talk about the first topic that I yanked from AllSpark.
Some dude's dead and some dude's naked. That's great.
That's right.
It's the circle of life. So
yeah, hopefully the pervert is a necrophiliac here.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
I hope he's not.
Right.
It's amazing when my show with a your mom joke every 30 seconds is somehow classier than RFC.
Well, RFC is kind of like the Elder Statesman / Troll podcast. You can look at it both ways.
Now that's a tagline.
Yeah.
It's like your respectful transports news source. Oh, by the way, we're going to call you names.
We're the podcast that holds other podcasts like back at their head and they just swing. No? Okay.
The tagline for this week's superhero time is going to be the unfortunate euphemism.
The unfortunate euphemism.
Yes.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear it. Okay.
Oh. Well, that will probably be late tonight or tomorrow.
Awesome.
Mm.
Apparently, okay. Toys R Us sells Diamond Select statues online. I did not know that.
That is lame.
Toys R Us sells a lot of odd things online.
Yeah,
actually.
You can buy Japanese Transformers on their website, even.
You can't even find stuff currently on shelves at Toys R Us in retail.
Oh, speaking of, I need to go back to my Toys R Us so I can get some more animated RCs.
Well, and they're it's buy one, get one 50% off again on Transformers.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like maybe I can scrape up $30 and get the rest of the Power Core combiners.
I know. I can, like, if Amanda wouldn't like kill me, I would go back and get like the Autobot set.
Just walk out there now.
I'll just go do it. It's only a block from here.
If I had a Toys R Us a block away, I would totally walk there every day.
Yeah, did I mention the Toys R Us is like right here? Like I can almost see it from my house. It's almost like right there.
I would skip there every day.
I would work at that Toys R Us because it's like
I did work at that Toys R Us.
While you
did
there?
Work at that Toys R Us, yeah. Wow. I worked there when I was in college. I worked at that Toys R Us. Yeah.
Awesome.
I live a block away from work. How much do you make? How much do I save?
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I thought I took a $15,000 pay cut, thinking that I would save that money back by not commuting. Right. No,
no,
not even close.
No.
Yeah, I learned that lesson. Okay, let's go ahead and come back, and we'll do the first discussion.
Radio Free Cybertron will return after these messages.
Transformation!
Yeah, transformation! Transformers!
The aerial bots that they can air shot! Livable plastic combaticons! They can all change and be rearranged! Transformers, super robots, the Varian! The combaticons are roaring! Onslaught is roaring! Here's one metamorph in Duragus! They all combine and kick the Varian behind as a big bad battle in Bruticus!
Transformer Generation 2 Aerobots and Combaticons, each sold separately.
Hi, this is Joe Ibe, also known as FX, and also known as the Metal Hawk Guy, and you're listening to Radio Free Cybertron.
We now return to Radio Free Cybertron.
So we're back. taking some frequent breaks, testing out new software, and I'm not certain it's going to work, so... We have Amy with us this week, and hopefully Amy will be with us more weeks than not, but I know that she's a very busy lady. But you're going to sort of take Ender's place when it comes to the comics, because for the most part, none of us read them. Sad trombone sound, so...
I do it like a month after they come out, if that counts right.
So what's on the shelves now? What have you read that you liked lately?
Well, this month we got Ironhide, and then this week we got Ongoing 9, and next week we're going to get Nefarious 5, I believe.
Wow.
And, up until this month, I actually kind of liked Ironhide, and I'm kind of not liking it now. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. We have one more issue to go. I can't really pass judgment on whether or not I hate it or not until then.
Did he put on a dress or something?
Yeah.
Like no. We got a revelation, a character, and a very old character that has not really made an appearance in IDW has appeared, and he was exactly what everybody thought he was going to be, but then absolutely nothing like what we thought he was going to be.
Go ahead and spoil it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are well, it's been a week, so yeah.
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
Yes. Very savvy. Spoiler. Wait. Okay. Alpha Trion makes his appearance.
Dum-dum-dum.
Yeah.
No, I think that's also said from...
Yes, it was both that wah-wah, yeah. Okay. It was both a sad thing, and then, you know, for some people, they actually were pretty happy about it. I was like, oh, okay, cool. All right, it's Alpha Trion. Wow, that's awesome. He looks great. Yeah. Is he crazy? He was nothing like what we expected him to be.
Wasn't he?
Huh?
He was kind of like that creepy old dude that just hung around in his house, you know, working on like the stuff in the garage.
It was like, it looked like Alpha Trion. It walked like Alpha Trion, but it didn't talk like him at all. And so, one of the guys I podcast with on the Underbase said, it's like if you look at him as Jack Sparrow, it actually kind of makes sense. And he's actually right.
Wow.
I don't know if that's awesome or awful.
It's kind of both, actually. It's awesome and awful at the same time.
I'm leaning toward awesome.
Yeah.
Optimus, the more I go back, save Alita one, Savvy. Who's got my rope?
Oh yeah. The more I go back and read it, I do read these multiple times. So some people look at that and say, "Wow, you know, you read it more than once." I'm sorry. I'm like,
you were up at 3 o'clock this morning reading this stuff. I was up at six because I have to get up and get ready for work. You were up at like 3 typing this stuff up.
I was reviewing it. Yes, I was reviewing ongoing this morning. Yes, very early this morning.
That's insane. That's dedication. I'm impressed.
That's when it's quiet. I mean, right now I've got 2 kids, so I'm a stay-at-home mom. I'm a busy woman. You know, I take care of my kids, and you know, during the day, during the morning especially, like they're running around making noise, and you know, mommy, he hit me. He took the toy. Can you fix Optimus Prime? Okay, you know, I'm really busy. So yeah, the best time for me to do reviewing, obviously, is in the evening. And although I do podcast, I just, you know, bribe my children. but yeah, that's the best time when I can actually think, and my brain actually functions pretty good at night. So I'm like, okay, cool. I did one review, and then I was like, I kind of feel like I might want to start doing another one. And I finally, I finished up the second one. I went, okay, all right, I got it done. So yes, okay. So that was Ironhide, and then we've got ongoing this week, which was an improvement from last week, but it's still kind of it's not Wreckers.
So, is there any dissent on the quality of Last Stand of the Wreckers? I remember I didn't like the first issue because it, you know, they just completely and mercilessly killed, who was it, Skyquake?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For like no reason whatsoever. It's like, oh, I'm just going to kill Skyquake. But that's very, you know, that's kind of a Transformers thing, especially in Furman stories, just to randomly kill somebody. But it seems to be universally hailed as like great. I mean, so I'm not asking you if you like it, because obviously you do. But since you're like attuned to this sort of thing, are there anyone who like doesn't like it? And if so, do they have any valid complaints?
Oh man, I'm not
liked
prepare
it.
A statement on that.
I liked it. I just was a little. I wasn't blown away like everyone else was. I was just like, yeah, it's a good comic. So I don't know.
There's a handful of people that I've heard that were kind of like, it's okay, or I didn't like it at all. But most of the people I've talked with have been, you know, they're hungry for really good Transformers fiction, especially in comics. And so I think what Wreckers did just kind of, they were ready for it. And when it came, they just ate it up. On one of my reviews that I just wrote that I put on T-Formers, I talked about how, you know, you go in and you want to order a filet mignon dinner. And, you know, and likening that to Transformers right now, the Transformers comics right now. And I think that that's very true of Wreckers, is that there were a lot of people that were just really hungry for a great action story. And they got that with Wreckers. And so I think that's the reason why a lot of people really liked it, is because of that. I liked it because, for all of those reasons. If I would have known that you're going to drop that question on me, I would have, you know, actually looked at some of the stuff that I've written, and, you know, I would have prepared something. But yeah, I can't speak on behalf of the other people that have read it and haven't liked it. So, because obviously I've talked to a lot of people that did. So,
I'm sorry to sort of drop that bomb on you.
That's
I mean,
okay.
I've not really seen any complaints. other than, you know, this, my just general issue with Skyquake, because I love Skyquake.
Yes.
Aw.
Yeah.
And Skull, sorry.
It's a good comic. I guess I'm out of the best thing ever part of it. I just like, yeah, it's pretty good. So
Ongoing comes out next week. Anything else?
No, it's this week.
This week.
It actually officially came out today.
Today. Yep.
Yes. So you can go down to your local comic shop and pick that up. I won't tell you to do it, and I won't tell you not to do it. You'll just you read the reviews, see what people are saying about it, and just be an informed buyer.
Has it got any more wonderful G2E art like was it Seven had?
Because
it's already winning if it gets that.
I'm pulling a blank on what it looks like. I'm sorry. I've only
it was like Derek Yandel.
I've read everything that IDW has done, and I've only done that since like October of last year. So when you kind of reference, hey, does it look like this? I'm like, gotcha. I don't know, because I don't know if I've read everything. I haven't read everything. There's a lot of Marvel stuff, and half a Dreamwave I haven't read it either. So, but all of IDW I have. So, but yeah, right there.
Well, go ahead. Sorry.
Next week is. Next week, Nefarious comes out, and then we won't get anything until August.
Hmm. Is that issue 9, you said?
Issue 9 came out today, yes.
Okay, cool.
Cool. I got my copy of Allspark Almanac Volume 2 yesterday. It's epic, I'll say that. I don't really know how they managed to cram so much stuff into it. I'm taking it you don't have a copy yet, Rob.
I am so jealous of you, sir.
Yeah, it's pretty boss, I have to say. It's kind of awesome. I'm like a couple pages like actually into it, since my job really doesn't afford me much reading time and between podcasting. But it's so far it's awesome. This weekend, JD and XV spoke with Chris McFeely just before they recorded Fanboy Versus, which is our comic book podcast, which you should listen to because it's awesome. It's like our best show.
Not really.
You don't think so? I think it's really good.
But is it really? I don't know.
It's up there.
I can't know
it's,
these
it's
things.
It's very listenable. It's very entertaining.
I host it, so I'm biased. But.
So Chris did the annotated Allspark Almanac, where he went through and documented all of the little nerdly references in the book, and he's working hard on Volume 2. And he sat down with you guys to discuss that. So we'll go ahead and play that now.
Okay, and we're here with, that's XV and me, JD, here with Chris McFeely. He's known for a lot of things in the trans fandom. Also known for also being on one of our other shows, Fanboy Versus. But today, he's here to talk to us about the Annotated Almanac 2. Welcome to the show, Chris. How's it going?
It's going pretty good. How you doing?
Doing well, sir. So, for those that don't know what, we're pretty much familiar with what the almanac itself is, correct? I mean, it's basically just a collection of information about, behind the scenes kind of stuff for the shows, correct?
You know, you should really be out there buying it.
Thanks. Yes, I should. I haven't.
And one day I will be able to afford to do just that.
Someday that will happen.
Sinners.
I know. Thank you. But there are people maybe that don't have it. So maybe give us a brief description. What is the Allspark Almanac?
Well, you had Jim and the authors, Jim Sorensen and Bill Forster, on the show there when you interviewed them at BotCon a couple weeks back there, or about 2 weeks ago. But, the Allspark Almanac just came out there 2 weeks ago, the second volume of the series, with the first volume having come out last year. It's Jim and Bill's answer to their previous work, The Ark, which was a collection of animation models for the Generation 1 cartoon, but for the animated universe, but except in full color and so much more than just that, an in-universe guide to the whole world and universe and characters and technology and episodes and comics and toys and everything of Transformers Animated, all done in the spirit of the show. It's possibly the best guidebook for anything you could ever read ever.
Now, this is the second edition. The first edition came out, of course, a while back.
A year ago. And so
what you're doing, correct, the book has a lot of, like, Easter eggs and stuff in it, correct?
Yeah.
And you're basically going through and cataloging all of that information. That's what you did for the Annotated Almanac.
Yes, I started reading the first volume when it came out. And, you know, I just chuckled at the number of characters and items and objects and weapons and whatever that had been given in jokey referential names to other things from Transformers. But then as I was reading on through it, and I came to realize more and more that there were references to many, many other things in addition to just Transformers, things that I couldn't recognize. I mean, I only came to understand that there were more things by the sparse number of references that I could personally recognize. And it just led me to research some of the other things a little more, and I came to the conclusion that somebody should sit down and chronicle this, because the book already had so much love and hard work put into it it just amazed me that they went beyond already creating such a good book in the first place, and then they went this extra mile to hide all these extra things in it as well. Which they've said in retrospect was just them goofing around and that they didn't think anybody would, but I'm a freak.
So basically, you saw to it that you were the person that ended up doing that, correct?
Then
you
basically not. I'm just, you know, I'm a freak. I like to catalog and chronicle, and that's why I contribute to the wiki.
Now, this is the part that fascinates me, though. So they create this, and they put all the jokes and inside references to other media in it. You respond to that by creating the annotated Allspark Almanac. And then that's so popular with them that now that they did the second one, they actually went and did extra work knowing that you were going to do this, that you were going to create the annotated Allspark Almanac too.
It did feel that way.
Just feeling that way, sir. Apparently, again, if you go back and listen to an interview, it seemed like they were, like, they did it for you. That's what amazes me. I mean,
yeah. My impression was that they specifically set out to drive you insane.
Well, it worked.
How long would you say it took you to do the first one? I mean, how much time, if you had to guess?
That was about a week, I think.
And how much time did it take you to do this one?
Well, the first one I didn't start doing it right away when the book came out. As I said, I just started doing it when I'd read a chunk of it and realized. I think it took about a week after I realized, and I'd already sussed out some of the references, and most of the time was taken up translating the Cybertronics watermarks that they'd put on the episode guide pages. But expecting a greater degree of them this time, I simply opened the book up on Wednesday night and set all my other comics aside for that week. Well, not for the whole week, just for all of that week's comics were set aside for the night, and I just started reading the book and annotating it as I went, and that literally... I know Jim and Bill said on the BotCon interview that it would take me three times as long. Well, it didn't take me three times as long. It took me 11 days. I think perhaps in man hours it took three times or more, because I'm not really joking when I say it's sort of consumed me for those 11 days, and I did very little else.
I noticed that on your Twitter feed.
Yeah, definitely. If you're not, you should be following Chris McFeely at Chris McFeely on Twitter. Because, yeah, that was sort of fascinating to watch, just you constantly...
Yeah, my steady mental decline.
Once you got into the rage aspect of it toward the end there, it got really entertaining.
Well, it's just I was so close to the very end, and then Forster said on the, you know, I thought I had it all. You know, I mean, I knew there were obviously a couple. The annotated Augsburg Almanac too. It went up. It went up last night. We're recording this on Sunday. It went up on Saturday evening, and I'm sure you put that in the show notes.
Yeah, we'll be linking to that in the show.
Sorensen says that there are about 2% of the references haven't been found yet.
Wow. So you've still got a little bit of work to do. Oh, no, of course, you'll be updating that.
Well, I'll update it as... I mean, I've already added a few things since I put it up last night when a couple of people... there's also a short list of references that I have identified as references but have not been able to source. And a couple of people have helped me out with those in the last day. But we're not all the way there yet, and... I couldn't face looking for them anymore. See, this is what I felt that I'd got as much as I was getting. I posted, before I put the annotations, I think it was on Friday, I put up the list of stuff I hadn't figured out yet, see if anybody could chip in before I put them up. And Bill Forster replied, "Hey, Chris, so you got all the references hidden in the stock ticker numbers?" And that was where the rage settled in, I think. I went back and I looked at that stock ticker, but I just couldn't even start figuring out how I was supposed to Google 3-digit numbers and find out what they were supposed to refer to. I tried adding them all up and subtracting them all based on the symbols, and I got 17.3, and I don't know if that's a reference to anything either. I don't know.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you did a lot of work, but of course I know a lot of people enjoy it, and obviously, like we said, it's having effect on the media as well, since they seem to do a lot of extra work, specifically knowing this was happening.
It didn't take three times as long, but the resulting text file is three times as large.
Good Lord.
Literally. It literally is. Right now, the answers to the crossword are not included in the annotations. Because Jim and Bill are running a contest over on Jim's blog, Disciples of Boltax, for the first person the first person to solve the crossword and the word jumble, and I'd already decided I wasn't going to enter that. So that contest is still running, and I haven't posted the answers to the crossword. I'm still 2 clues short on the crossword anyway, so I haven't solved it either.
Right on.
But it is a tough crossword as well.
Well, definitely, we encourage everybody, including ourselves, even though we haven't yet, to check out the Augsburg Almanac. And when you do that, make sure you grab Chris McFeely's annotated Augsburg Almanac, just so you can get all the awesome that is contained in there. Chris, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. My pleasure.
And we'll be seeing you on Fanboy Versus, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Awesome. The Transformers,
more than meets the eye. You're listening to Radio Free Cybertron, the original Transformers internet radio show. The Transformers, more than meets the eye.
The Transformers, robots in disguise. So this week's topic we have shamelessly stolen from Allspark. So,
as per usual.
Yeah, as per usual. So the question is, and it's really simple, for you guys out there who... You know, by you guys, I mean us. Do you actually use the instructions, like as a general rule, or do you try kind of figure it out organically?
No.
Go Rob. Go JD.
I think for me, it depends, and absolutely, it totally depends. I think my intuition, what I do first is try to figure it out on my own. If I get to the point where I'm so bound up that I either can't figure it out or I'm going to break it, that's when I'm typically going to pull out the instructions. But I think my default is to try to do it without the instructions. And typically, I can. But, you know, there are times when that is not the case.
So at what extreme do you say, screw this, I'm pulling out the instructions? Is it like...
Leader Prime.
Yeah, like Leader Prime, is it like an Alternator's toy, or is it like a complicated deluxe?
I don't know that there's a rhyme or reason. I mean, it really just depends. I mean, some figures, you know, depending on... I mean, I can't say that I've ever had to pull out the instructions for a basic. But, you know, there are some leader class figures which are pretty easy to figure out. There are, you know, but, you know, just as many are deluxe. I think deluxe is probably the first size where you might have to pull one out. I mean, and sometimes it's just a time issue. I mean, even like Hotshot / Dion took, you know, a little bit of figuring out.
I remember I had the hardest time with Noctoro and, mm-hmm. you know, Quick Strike and actually basically any basic in any Transformer. So even some Legends stuff, like Legends Hotshot. I kind of suck.
What?
No, usually, usually you just break them, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's just you just smash them to bits.
No, actually, I personally, I'm actually halfway decent figuring stuff out. I think it's usually something stupid, like with animated RC. I was trying to go by
the other day. I got this under 3, and I just could not for the life of me get it without the instructions.
I had one of those. One of the transforming hamburgers, and it just, I'm like, oh my god.
Lift and then I can't, I don't, it doesn't work.
But I remember it was just something stupid. I couldn't figure out how animated RC's wings, how you attach them in robot mode, because I was going by the picture on the back. And then after like 20 minutes of staring at it, I realized, oh, that was a prototype. So I actually had to go to the manual and just look at it. Like, I had turned it around and I looked at it sideways. I'm like, huh? But, you know, I finally figured out, oh, they go on that way. It's almost always something stupid.
I'm usually really good without bothering. Like, you know, I can usually look at it and tell how it's going to unfold. You know, it's like, okay, it's going to, those are the legs, that's that. And I just got to bend it over somehow. But every once in a while, I get stuck with like the one part I can't figure out how to make it move, and it's like open up the instructions, even though I already know that's not going to be helpful at all, because it's like I show a picture of a toy and then an arrow, and then the next step it's already done. Like what? What am I? No, like I'll hold the toy and point, and it doesn't do anything, and it's like oh, like Bludgeon, the recent Bludgeon, I had a hard time figuring out how I was supposed to. Bring him down, because you know that joint is really tight to make him slide down if his head pops out and everything.
Yeah.
And yeah. I've heard people broke theirs. I ended up like smushing my thumb doing it.
You broke yours, right, Kelly?
No, I didn't break it.
We just assumed.
Yeah, I actually haven't broken a Transformer recently. I'm trying to think what the last one I actually broke was. I don't think I've broken anything new since the introduction of ball joints.
No coincidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Introduce a way to prevent people from breaking the toys, and thus, toys are not broken.
You ever get a toy that's basically all ball joints, and you end up taking it apart, folding something over, and putting it back together, and like, hey, that's a robot.
Absolutely.
You have to try to reverse engineer how you're supposed to do that without doing that.
It's like, wow, I wasn't supposed to do that, but it worked a whole lot easier. What the...
That reminds me of Universe Galvatron.
Yeah, he ends up in pieces invariably.
Now, to be fair, I like that toy a lot, but it does kind of
how?
Fall apart. What?
Why? How do you like that toy?
I just do.
I think he looks really good in robot mode. I can't say he's a great Transformer, but I think he looks really nice.
He looks nice, but
he looks great. Just don't touch him.
Yeah. I mean, that's something.
Damn arm.
It's kind of like how I remember Lyo Convoy looking awesome. Then I actually see one, and I'm like,
oh. Yeah.
See, my Lyo Convoy is in the bottom of a tub somewhere. I haven't had it out in 4 or 5 years, and I was at BotCon, and I saw Lyo Convoy standing there, and I'm like, what on earth is this? I'm like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
I remember lusting after that when I saw it in a Toy Fair catalog.
Oh, yeah. It looks so awesome.
Like from 99. I'm like, oh, wow, that looks like the best thing ever.
So much better than what we get here.
But my question, was it Rob, was it you that I asked, is Galvatron still a great toy, though? I don't remember who I asked that. We've had so many great toys since Galvatron, Beast Wars 2nd Galvatron came out. And that was like universally hailed as a magnificent toy. I don't think it's held up.
God, no. I think Dragon Megatron is better than that figure.
Yeah, that's, you know, I think with the Galvatron, it's because it's such a good robot mode, not because of the alt modes or anything else.
It's pretty.
Yeah.
But
it's kind of cartoony, though.
It is very cartoony.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Not like it.
No.
Like, I think when he came out, we kind of forgave him for that or kind of got it. But without, like, context, and now it's just kind of seen as, like, a historical piece, doesn't really work.
Yeah, of course, the technically the best toy from Beast Wars 2nd, it's Gigastorm.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Sorry.
Just hours of playtime.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Okay. I would need my instruction for Gigastorm, maybe. Because do the horns come off? How do I get the little gun to stick out? This doesn't make
you
sense.
Pull hard enough. Just about anything's going to come off. You know what? I've gotten to the point where I consciously don't use the box art or the instructions because they're so misleading these days. It seems like if you just like feel your way through to the robot mode or as close as you can get, you'll probably like transform it more correctly than you would if you like followed the instructions and stuff. Because they leave out a ton of like nuances, like often like the heels or the shoulders, especially like in that area. Lots of times the instructions and the box art just kind of like totally mishandle that kind of stuff. And you got to kind of like feel your way through the toy.
Do you think that we as collectors, I mean, having dealt with these figures over a long period of time, have maybe like gotten better at it? Like we can sort of intuit how they transform or how it's supposed to work more better than maybe even the instructions?
You would think, but I haven't.
I feel that in that way I'm actually becoming older and stupider, so
yes, I agree. My life may
vary. Results may vary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Because I think we look at like I think most collectors or most people who've been around Transformers, at some point you can just look at a toy and just by looking at it, know what kind of joints and what kind of tricks are in it because you've seen them all before.
Mm.
You know what toy?
I wish I was that awesome.
There's one toy I can think of that really needs the instructions to be able to work well, but its instructions are completely inadequate. And that's
Convoy.
The Big Convoy mold.
Yes, I knew it.
Yes.
Big Convoy.
Yeah, yeah, that absolutely is a nightmare.
If I had to point to one Transformer, it would be Big Convoy's frustration incarnate.
I think when I recently had my collection out and reboxed it a couple of months ago, that was like one of the figures I had out, and I eventually just got to the point where like, and it's a ball, okay, and like set it to the side. It was like, I have no idea how this is supposed to fit together, and the instructions are long gone.
I have literally transformed Big Convoy one time.
Oh, I've done it more than once.
Oh, yeah. I've had less trouble with him than I have with a Dead End from Beast Wars Neo, though.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful. Him and Bazooka. Ah, man.
Hey, JD, as an aside, I think I still have my Big Convoy instructions. I don't have the toy anymore if you want it.
Well, I was going to ask the sub question. What at one time, didn't Hasbro have like PDFs up on their site of all the instructions?
That, not
that was brilliant.
Not all of the instructions, but
they had a lot up there.
Several, but
this
you
is
know,
a good question for Jim. Maybe I don't know.
It wasn't all inclusive. I mean, it was it was definitely
somebody out there needs to have a website set up if it's not already.
There already are. You know,
of all the instructions. I want them all.
Yeah,
in PDF format.
Fort Max, isn't Fort Max his website?
Fort Max has an instruction archive, yeah.
The TF Wiki.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I don't know this stuff. Mm. I suck it.
It'd be nice to have the official
PDF. He's actually looking into expanding into other robot-related toy lines if he could just get scanned.
Hmm.
Yeah, tfwiki.net /tilde/FortMax, one word. There you go.
Enjoy.
Well, that's awesome. I'm going to definitely need that. When I actually unbox all my collection again and put them back out.
Now, whose site was it that used to have up all the tech spec archive? Was it Tech Spec Archive? Was it the Hartman's?
Yeah, it was Hartman's. Yeah, they had that. God, how old are we? Jesus.
Yeah.
That site is still around, is it?
I believe so.
I would hope so.
Maybe not.
I thought it was gone.
Maybe on the way back.
We don't know anything.
Yeah.
That'd be really sad if it's gone. Those were back in the days when you could actually, like, theoretically capture the entire Transformers universe, or, like, theoretically capture every tech spec. Don't know if that's possible anymore.
Yeah.
That'd be quite an undertaking.
That was when you literally could just go to geocities.com and put some version of the word Transformers in the address bar, and something like that would pop up.
It can be done. It's basically a full-time job or a large collaborative effort, kind of like the wiki. But TFU Info does a pretty good job of
cataloging
stuff. And Ant does basically all of that by himself.
What a guy.
That's impressive on its own merit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so...
Yeah, that takes commitment. I know for a while I was trying to document the original retail prices of all the G1 toys.
Oh,
and I'm not sure if I still have that Word document around, which is kind of sad, but...
Yeah, I remember that.
It was up to like 150 or something like that.
Wow.
That would be... Again, how old are we?
Old.
God.
Old buddy.
And I'm the youngest one here.
What's sad is that I thought that would be a cool idea, and I guess sadder that I'm not alone, that like a list of prices would be really interesting to like just kind of kick back and read.
I would be totally interested in that.
It's just a resource, though, because you can adjust for inflation and, you know, that's a cool, that would be really neat. You should do that.
Chew out your parents.
With all that free time.
Is that not worth $20? Christmas 86. Yeah. We're thinking.
Well, and because how much context do you have for, you know, what it cost? I mean, you know, I vaguely remember that maybe my Power Master Optimus Prime was like $40 or something. But
I remember paying $25 or $26 for Metroplex.
He was like $24.99, something like that.
Yeah.
So, that's like it. That's all I remember.
But I didn't. I mean, that's probably the only. That was the first figure that I really bought because I had like saved money to buy it. But yeah, and that's why I'm saying it's like I have no concept of how much they cost because I had no concept of how much it was at the time. So I don't know. I don't know. 40 sounds right, but I mean, you know, who knows? Memory being what it was.
I think you're wrong, JD.
You think so?
Wrong. Yeah.
Like how bad? How bad wrong?
I think it was like free. I don't think it cost anything.
Power Master, yeah, it must have been.
They're trying the Transformers were, you know, they were trying to give them away by that point. So, we were talking earlier. I guess we're done with this. I'm just saying it's over.
You're just gonna crumple it up and throw it in the trash.
We were talking about things being sort of misleading. The ultimate in the misleading. Of Transformers is in the Takara TV commercials.
Oh yeah.
And I really didn't know. I just assumed that all that ended kind of with, you know, Zone and toys, you know, like after G1 ended, all the crazy Takara commercials ended too. But no. Rob posted Twitter Theater yesterday and something a little different. Since I have such a short attention span, I was never able to actually watch the episodes in question. So, Rob, what did you post?
I posted, instead of an old Transformers commercial, which, you know, the new Twitter Theater reboot, reboots are cool these days, guys, is commercials and short videos. I posted a Japanese commercial for Transformers the Movie Toys from 07.
Yeah, it was pretty wild. Not as crazy as what, like the Overlord commercial.
Yeah.
Where I mean, like he had like lasers shooting out of his abs.
My favorite.
In the comic, he did.
Well, I mean, it was just interesting seeing like stop motion of a toy that I own, shooting lasers out of his stomach, which is, you know, pretty sweet.
My favorite.
That's pretty awesome, actually. I would have loved to see that. Sorry.
No, that's okay. My favorite foreign commercial still is the one for Springer in Italy. Well, basically for Springer and Octane, the triple changers of that time. It's this guy who's talking like, you can just see him wearing a cool fedora and smoking a cigarette in a cool jazz lounge. He's like, ooh, Transformers. Like they're showing the same commercials here, but the voiceover is, ooh, Springer, Autobots. Yeah. Like you can just hear in the background. He's just like, Transformers.
They're making it sound sophisticated, right?
It sound. I mean, you could literally just see him like in the jazz club, and all like after he got done, everyone are like snapping in applause, like ooh, Aquatine.
Yeah, he does sort of have that cool thing going on more so than
coolest commercial ever. Try the phones.
So is that it? Do we have anything else? Anything else I failed to mention?
You know something that's talking about bludgeon, smushing my finger. Has anyone ever injured himself transforming a toy?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
I think everybody's done that.
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you how, and it hurts me every time I think about it.
You're welcome.
Transmetal 2 Cyber Shark /
Skybite,
but he specifically it was Transmetal 2 Cyber Shark, has the gun, the twin missile launcher that you can take off, you can pop it off.
Mm-hmm.
Mine was on so tight that I actually ended up, I had to grab a pocket knife to pop it off. And in doing so, I applied so much force that I jammed it right into my left hand.
Ow.
Ouch.
Yikes.
Ow.
Man.
That must be a really gnarly scar now.
I guess. I see it there. I hurt every time I think about it, and I can't actually pick that toy up without remembering the pain.
Okay, so does anybody remember probably the most common injury between the years of 1998 and 2001?
I was going to say, if you said like 1978, I was going to say Boba Fett choking, but that's not. 98 to 2001. Did people swallow like ball joint stuff? I don't know.
No, think back to Optimal Optimus.
Oh, yeah.
Whose missile launcher was activated by a plunger you pull out, which also happened to turn on the lights in that piece.
Yeah.
I was 20 and did that.
I don't think you were alone, Rob.
I think I did that like last month.
However, nice. The story gets better. Because in 2001, when they released the recolor Primal Prime, and they actually put a separate button on the toy to activate the lights. People were still trying to pull the plunger out just far enough to make the lights come on. And ended up shooting themselves in the face with the missiles for no reason.
Oh, nothing like muscle memory.
Yeah. Fort Max made me bleed.
How?
Like, okay.
Were you wrestling him?
No, we were like, Tex-Mex, and he like, cut me with his knife.
Oh.
No, but Fortress Maximus, I was playing with
Fortress him. Maximus has the come actual self.
Yeah. This story is going to take another Rob twist. It was about 2 in the morning, and I was sitting in my bed in my underwear, and I was playing with Fortress Maximus.
Wow.
Not that creepy, guys. And
you must have spit Mountain Dew all over my computer, Rob.
Yeah. But I found a prop folding him into the, you know, he turns into like spaceship-ish base thing. I was having a hard time getting a joint to move because, you know, of course it was a used toy. So I like finally get in place and it just kind of swings into place, pinches my arm and like cuts. I mean, like I had like this big cut with band-aids on it. And I was like, and I dropped him. And guess where I dropped him? I'm sitting in my bed in my underwear. Yeah.
Singing soprano, right?
I don't want to play with this toy. I was bleeding with some man pain.
He beat you up, man.
That's a heavy toy, too, you know? I mean, it's heavy. So, that's why he doesn't get re-released.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. That's good.
He needs, like, a rubber bumper or something on his head.
Well, that would
and that's
be
like Rob Springer will never have kids.
Nice.
It's Fort Max's fault.
I remember there was the Ouija chair at I think it was OTFCC 03. Someone go buy a we'd all put together and buy a Fort Max without his head, because you know at that point they're just you get one for like $20 and go all the way to the top of the hotel and just throw one off.
Yeah,
yeah, kill everyone in the hotel. Oh God, mattress pieces.
Go play.
And on that note, so we'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Check out this week's superhero time. Just went up 20 minutes ago.
Fantastic. Superhero time was just
posted. Ray.
Next week, we're going to try out something a little different. Tentatively, I've got some hardware on the way. So make sure you're listening live, which is Wednesday at 8 o'clock Eastern time. So,
Or thereabouts.
What a tease.
We're going to try something different. We'll see how it works. And I'm actually going to kind of segue that into something else. So, but seriously, I really do want to thank everyone out there for listening. We do this because of you, not because of us. Actually, we probably did do it because of us for the first few months because no one listened. But now that we actually have people listening, thank you. It's most appreciated. Yes, we rock. So no.
We mean you. Rock.
Yes. Babe. You, the listener, not me.
Not us.
Not Brian.
Yes.
Not
God.
Definitely
no.
Not Brian.
Yes, not me.
I'm gonna queue up some Dio in their honor.
Yeah. That's sweet. Right. As DevCon points out, someone rocks. But yeah, we'll be back next week. Again, thank you for listening, and I want to thank you guys for being here. We'll see you next week.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron with your hosts, Brian Kilby, J.D. Church, Ender, Rob Springer, John DeLuna, and XV. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Copyright 2010, Radio Free Cybertron.